Signal R is as durable as is the connection. Now, what does that mean? Phones go through tunnels every day. What happens when you go through a tunnel? Can't talk to anybody. Can't look at your TikTok anymore. You know, you can't tweet anymore. So basically this happens. Your connection will break. You know, we can't bend space time, but what we can do, sorry about the titling, but this says automatic reconnections because PowerPoint, my apologies. Essentially what we did, let me not do that. Actually, I don't know how that happened. We'll make it purple, like dev purple. There we go. Sorry about that.
That's total hack job.
There we go. Dev did purple. So you saw this code earlier, you know, var connection equals new signal R hub, hub connection. There was something that we added in, I think it was 3.0, called this little method here called with automatic reconnect. Now in the super old days of signal R, one of the things that we did was we would actually reconnect and then we would replay, which meant we had to store it all up, which meant your server used a lot of memory. So we stopped. We stopped doing that. So that's one of the changes between SignalR framework, what we call SignalR OG, and SignalR Core, was we don't do replay anymore. And unless something interesting happens, we don't have a plan on doing replay anytime soon. So you need to do your own acts, and you need to do your own replays. Just something to think about. But what we did add was the ability for you to do reconnection. And that's an idea for, like, you know, you go into the tunnel, you know, whenever you come out of the tunnel, your client will automatically reconnect. We also gave you two really great methods to help with that, on reconnecting and on reconnected. And the idea behind those methods is they give you an opportunity to kind of change, you know, add logic to, you know, do things, if you will, to basically change the UI to tell your user, you know, something's down. I promise we'll get to the music up.
I believe
there's just not much there. There's not much there to it yet. I just haven't, like I told you earlier, my JavaScript skills are not that great anymore. but essentially, you know, this move ship demo, and I'll give you both of these repos. Like we talked about earlier, in this case, I switched it from all to others because we're going to move a shape around, and I don't necessarily want to bubble back to myself as I'm moving my ship, because that could create some choppy behavior, you know, so you don't want to do that. So the idea behind move ship is, if I actually open this up here, let me pop open the browser. I just want to show you this real quickly. And what I'll do here is I'll just show you that essentially the way this works, if you want to clone the repo, is I just clicked on it and I can just move it around. Probably somebody else is moving it around too, which is fine. But what I'll do here is open up my debugging tools on the side. And you can see that I'm getting some stuff here. So audience, please let me do this real quick. So you'll see here SSE connected. You see how that in my log, this is basically the SignalR making the connection. There's a SignalR client making the connection, and the connection saying, you don't have WebSockets enabled. So since you don't have WebSockets enabled, I'm going to back off and I'm going to use SSE. Now let me show you kind of a example, from a couple of different, things that we can do. And essentially what you'll see in my source code, if I were to go to my JavaScript code, and this is much easier. So if you want to learn how to kind of do all this stuff, this is much easier. And you also see with the with automatic reconnect, if you want to like come up with your own back off kind of capability, you can provide an array of integers there. And that can help you control kind of how many tries you do before you go, I'm done, he's in a tunnel, or he's underground. But what you can also see here is in the simple, I've got a well-documented version of the code, ship moved. Here's where I'm reconnecting. And at this point, what I would do is I would actually turn the ship a different color to kind of tell you that things aren't going to work. And then whenever you are reconnected, we want to turn the ship on to show you that things will indeed work again. So what I could do here is flip back over to the browser, and you could see that, you know, we are connected. But what I'll do is I'll bring this over. And this is the app service kind of configuration tab for this actual app. And you'll see I'm in the general settings area. And what I'll do here is I'll go down here and I'm going to turn WebSockets on. So you can see that I'm connected here using SSE because I don't have WebSockets turned on. So I'll turn it on. And if you, just in case you don't use Azure Web Apps yet, And say, yeah, because you will. what's going to happen here is that when I save this, I'm actually going to save a configuration change to that server farm for that particular web app running in cloud. And that will reset the app. That'll shut it off and shut it back on again because I'm making a pretty hard configuration change. So what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and hit save. And it's going to say, it's going to turn off your site and turn it back on. So what do you think is going to happen over here is we're going to disconnect that client. So I'll hit continue and watch what happens. It's worked earlier. There you go. Now you see that changed.
Mm-hmm.
And just it's trying to reconnect right now. And now it's reconnected, but you can see what happened. Now yep. It's connected with a WebSocket. So if I zoom in on that, can I do that? So you see here I was SSE, then I disconnected. Now I'm connected with WebSocket. If I were to flip it back again, let me go over here, general settings, go here and turn WebSockets off, which will restart the site and flip it back into SSE mode, which means that my client's going to get disconnected. And then it's going to tell me that it's disconnected, so I don't try to move this thing around. And then it's going to reconnect, and now you can see that we're reconnected over SSE again.
Okay.
That makes sense?
That makes perfect sense. That cool. makes perfect sense.
Cool. I definitely wanted people to kind of get that out of it.